But right now, it is our great pleasure to welcome Sounds. Let me tell you, they're from Urban Pathways Charter Schools, and the name of the group is Sounds of Steel. Steel with Sleepwalk, I do believe, and from Urban Pathways Charter Schools. And I know it's a little unusual for you all to be playing without a bunch of people in front of you, right, in a performance setting, but there are a lot of people listening on the radio now, and if you'd like to send a message or a shout out from home to any of the members of the band, you can do that, and I'll make sure I relay them to the musicians so that they can know that you're tuned in and responding and clapping as you listen. I would also like you to meet the musicians, and we'll do that throughout the hour or half hour here. We have, how many folks today? Nine, I think, all told, about nine. Why don't we start? Is it okay if I start here, since you're in the front? Can you tell me your name? And because Urban Pathways Charter Schools, like all charter schools, are public schools that accept children, enroll children, and younger kids or older kids from all communities. If you could say the community that you live in, as well as your grade, and any shout-outs you'd like to add. So, hello.
Hi, my name is Jasmine Alvarez. I'm in 7th grade, and I live in West Mifflin.
That's nice to meet you. Any hellos or shout-outs? How long have you played?
I just started this year.
Wow. Well, you're great, and it's nice to meet you. And you know the drill now, right? Name, age, community, shout-outs, whatever.
Hi, my name is Shaylin. I'm in 11th grade, and I live in Brighton.
Nice to meet you. I live in Avalon, so right adjacent to you. How long have you been playing?
About 3 to 2 years, maybe.
And was it like you expected it to be? Do you remember when you first began playing, what it was like?
It was fun, and I tried to learn as many songs as possible so I can start getting into the performances with everybody else.
Once you really have to sort of ingrain them to memory, probably, until you can enjoy them more, I would think.
I like to do it by memory. That way I can just tap my foot while I play, you know, a little more enjoyment by that way instead of reading off the sheet.
Yeah, I don't think anybody is reading music directly as they play today. And people are playing with a lot of precision, too, which is really a lot of fun to watch. We'll say hello to you, and then we'll go to another song after this. Your name?
I'm Michelle Brooks. I'm in 11th grade, and I live in Hemwood.
Nice to meet you. And how long have you played?
About 3 to 4 years.
So did you two begin together, Shaylin?
Yeah, around the same time.
Well, you sound terrific. Does one of you three know the next song? I mean, I would just assume you do, but the name of the next song?
Viva la Vida.
Viva la
Vida.
Viva la Vida. So once again, Sounds of Steel, the Urban Pathways Charter Schools Band. Thank you. Sounds of Steel from Urban Pathways Charter Schools. And the Solomon Steel Pan Company has supported Sounds of Steel. And we, in this part of the country, we sometimes take it for granted, but Solomon is one of the leading, if not the leading, manufacturer of steel pan drums. Located right in our area. Dr. Quasi is in West Virginia, so there's a lot of activity in this area. We've got some more folks to meet. Hello.
Hello.
And can you tell me your name and a little bit about yourself?
I'm Chaz Shields. I am in the ninth grade, and I have been playing the steel pan for about 2 years now, and I live in Lawrenceville.
And what if his playing taught you anything sort of outside of steel pan itself? I mean, just things you can relate to other aspects of life?
Yes, it's taught me to, like, to work well with others, be more helpful, and be more respectful.
Yeah, that's it's one of the neat things for, you may, as you're listening, you know, we have, I think I counted nine, I keep losing count, but about 9 or 10 folks, that many people playing together is really a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you really have to know and understand what your neighbors are doing and kind of work things out sometimes, too.
Yes.
So thank you for being here. Let's meet you, and I'm going to ask you about poetry out loud, because a couple of you have shirts on that say First Annual Urban Pathways Charter School Poetry Out Loud. I'm going to ask you about that first after asking you your name.
My name is Corey Broadus. I'm in the eighth grade this year.
Thanks. It's nice to meet you. And can you tell me about this event? Were you part of it?
Yeah, I did it once, and it was in 2012. It was for a gallery crawl. Yes, and that's where we played at too, so I just did it for fun.
Well, that's excellent. Is there another one that's going to happen, do you think?
I think it's in September. I don't know what date yet.
Okay, well, that's lots of time to prepare for that. What part of the area do you live in?
I live in Carnegie on the west side.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And we'll meet, who haven't we met yet? Hello.
Hello.
And you are?
Tierra Butler.
Nice to meet you. Where are you from?
Duquesne.
And what grade are you in now?
11th.
Nice to meet you. And why don't we go to another song? Now, this is one I know that you will recognize. I looked ahead and peeked at the music. So once again, here is the Sounds of Steel Band from Urban Pathways Charter School. Thank you. the sounds of steel band from Urban Pathways Charter School. And we're going to talk to those of you who we haven't talked to after the next. Well, why don't we do that first? And then we'll finish up with a couple more songs. So I'm going to come to the back. And you've got sort of twin steel pans here. What's your name?
Keith Scott.
Hey, Keith. And the grade you're in and where you live?
I'm in the 11th, and I live on the north side.
Excellent. Nice. What neighborhood on the north side?
Wilson.
Great. Nice to meet you. And who? Whoops. Oh, I didn't buy that, did I? there's a lot of drums here. Your name and where you're from?
My name's Ariana Harris, and I'm from the north side.
Nice to meet you. What neighborhood on the north side?
Northview.
Excellent. Nice to meet you. And hello. This is the gentleman that is playing the steel, or not the steel, playing the trap set here.
My name is Saron Tomlin, and I'm from Dale District.
Nice to meet you. And did we get, did I miss anybody? I think I got everybody. So, well, let me just say hello to the director who's making this all possible, and her name's Tracy Horton. And anything you'd like to say about the group that we may not have had a chance to mention?
Anything about this group? This group performs quite a bit, actually. I've started an email list so people can keep track of their performances. And they have played, this is their third gig since last Saturday, so they play a lot.
Wow, that's a lot. How can people get on that email list?
You can contact me through my school webmail, which it would be twhorton@upcs.net.
Easy. twhorton@upcs.net. Now, I think you've got a couple more to go here. I'm trying to keep track. What is... I think we can get a couple more, two more in. So what would you like to do next?
A song from the islands called The Hammer.
Excellent. Once again, here I'm in the middle of the band right now. I might just stay here. Once again, Urban Pathway Charter Schools and its Sounds of Steel Band. Thank you. of Steel. Who does the arrangements? Okay, Tracy, if you didn't hear her, she said she's done some of them, and some of them are pre-existing. They're great, and as you were playing that last one, I was watching each of you and sort of seeing how you fit into the big picture. And when you talk about learning how to work with other people and to be part of a team, it's really kind of neat. That one, I think, especially, you could hear a little bass line going, you could hear a counter rhythm, which you were doing, which was kind of neat. It was really a lot of fun to listen to. Is there anything I should have asked somebody or that somebody wanted to say that they didn't get a chance to say? This will be our last chance to talk, but there's one more song coming up. But did anybody want to say something that you're perched to speak?
There's something interesting about the origin of the drums, that they do come from Trinidad. And so a lot of people, some people don't know where they come from. And Trinidad is right off the coast of South America. And so that's where all of these drums have originated from.
Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, and they're hammered, to make perfect notes too, which it's fascinating. You should take a look, Google steel pan and take a look at one if you don't have one near you to take a look at. We have time for one more, as long as that's okay with you. And I'm going to find out from Tracy what it is.
We're going to do Jump in the Line.
Okay. And I want to thank you all very much for being here. We'd love to have you back, too. And once again, from Urban Pathways Charter School, Sounds of Steel. Thank you again to the Sounds of Steel Band. And guys, can you hear me out there? There's a few shout-outs that I need to give you from folks. And let me do that. I wasn't able to get to them in real time. Joe Burke from Environmental Charter School says Urban Pathways Charter School, Sounds of Steel Band, sounding great on SLB Radio. So he's enjoying listening to you this morning. Also, Mark Schnupp writes, great job, SOS. Kudos to Ms. Tracy Horton and band members. I'm so proud of you. You all made my Saturday brighter. So Mark passes that along. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Thank you for being here to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh, 90.1 WI.